I just want to come on and share my thoughts with you guys on our freedom, how to regain our freedom, how to take back our freedom today, considering all the problem that is going on in our world today regarding COVID and taking the vaccine and all the different things that are happening, the abnormalities that's are happening around us. I just want to come and share my thoughts with you and get you ready and in preparedness for the decision and that you got to make in order to claim your freedom. So today, as I was thinking and was meditating, you know, I got the notion that with the vaccine coming, some people believe there's a chip in it. Some people believe it's gonna create the system of the one world order. We're gonna reset, and we're gonna, you know, some of us are gonna be forced to take this vaccine when we have to travel and all these different, you know, different things that we might be forced to do against our will. And I just wanna let you know that your freedom does not come because of religion or being a Christian or being a Muslim or a Hindu or being any Jewish or even in science. Your freedom does not come from, you know, scientific findings. Your freedom come from the faith, the measure of faith that you have in God. It is contingent on that degree of faith and belief that you have in God, right? I'm not coming from a religious point of view. Right now I'm coming from a world creation, a view where we are all in this, you know, in this thing together, whether you are in church or not in church, whether you're a believer or not a believer. I am coming to let you know that your freedom comes from your faith in God and knowing why you came here, knowing why, you know, knowing what is your responsibility on this earth, knowing who you answer to. We do not answer to the government. We do not answer to the doctors. We don't answer to our parents. We don't answer to our husband nor our wives. We answer to our Creator. And so that is what I want us to know today, that you answer only to one. That is the Supreme God of heaven, whatever you may call it, the Creator, the inner being, the supernatural God, you may call it, you know, the vibration, the spirit, the wind, whatever you may call it, however you may refer to it, but that one Creator who created all of us here, your freedom comes from Him. And so in order for you to really take back your freedom, you must understand and know about this Supreme God. You must believe Him. And you have to understand why you came here. There's a reason why you're here. You must understand and uphold your responsibility for being in this earth realm. And you must know that you answer only to this one God. Okay? So I came just to help us to understand our Supreme. Our Supreme is, He's eternal. He's everlasting. He's almighty. No limits on Him. You know, and sometimes I refer to Him as it because He has no gender, right? So I want you to walk with me and understand where I'm coming from. It's it because He has no gender. He has no form, right? So our Supreme is our Creator, is infinite. He's omnipresent, right? And He's everywhere. He knows all and He sees all. He has all wisdom. Okay. And so you must understand that and you must believe that. That's the first step in gaining your freedom. You have to believe that your Creator is all that. He's everything. He's all things. He's in all things. There's no other beside Him, beside it. You know, I keep referring to him as we know him as God, but I will refer to him as it today. It has no beginning, it has no end. It is everlasting. It is infinite. So you have to first know that and believe that. So you got to have a relationship with yourself and your mindset and your belief in that supreme God. Do you really believe he knows all things? Do you believe it has no beginning and no end? Do you believe it is infinite? And the second thing, you got to know why you came in this earth realm. You didn't come here to just work and be unhappy. You came here to be happy. You came in this earth realm to enjoy life. The reason why you came to expand for the Creator. You came so that the Creator can work in you and expand, do a physical expansion of his world that he's creating. So in other words, you are here in form. We are in a form, a physical form, which is we call our body. So we are here on his behalf. He is working through us, in us, and he is us. Right? And so you are in this form and you're working and expanding for this Creator. And this Creator is in you expanding his creation. So the thoughts that you're thinking is your Creator's thought. The things that you're doing, the new ideas, all these is because of expansion. And right now we have come so far as the internet age. We are in the ether age, okay, where we do everything. We can know everything around the world by the internet. This is the time that we are in. We are expanded this far. If you could remember how far back it can come from when Ford started the mobile, when we used to travel on donkey. Jesus was traveling on the donkey. So we have come so far. We have expanded. And here we are today, the internet age, technology age, right? So that is why we come here. We come here to expand, and in our expansion, we are enjoying life. We are to enjoy, we are to explore, have experience, we are to create, we are to invent things. You know, it's all about the creation with this God that we are talking about. So that's the second thing. You came here to enjoy life, to experience, to live, to enjoy, to do, to have relationship with other people, to you know, work as a team, to unite with all of God creation. That's why you came. So one, you believe in God. Two, you know why you came. And three, you have some responsibilities in this earth. You have responsibilities. When you came here, you came with responsibilities. And those responsibilities are towards the creation. The responsibilities that you have is you have to love all human, you have to respect all human, you have to help, you have to teach, you have to assist, you have to, you know, uplift and encourage. And you have to allow all humans to be themselves. I want you to hear me well. Your responsibility in the earth is to love all humans, respect them, assist, teach, show, encourage, uplift, and allow them to be themselves. Okay? In this world today, we get it wrong. We always want to tell people what to do. We always want to think they should please us. We always want them to do things our way. And I'm here to tell you today that no, that's not your responsibility in the world. Your responsibility is to be a good, selfish person. You are to love all of humanity. You have to bless them. You have to respect them. You have to empower them and uplift them and show them, teach them, and then allow them to be themselves. allow them to go on doing whatever they feel like doing. The same thing, they have to allow you to be who you are. They have to love you. They have to respect you. They have to show you. They got to teach you. They got to encourage you and uplift you. And they have to allow you to be whoever you are. So in other words, we all have to allow each other. We all have to love each other. We all have to respect. We all have to teach, not command. Not beg people to be what we want them to be. Not get upset if they're not doing what we want to do. Okay, so that's number three in gaining your freedom. You must know your responsibility and uphold your responsibilities in this earth. You're here to unite with all human and all relationship. In other words, all of humanity, you are to relate to it and be united with all of humanity. And the last one, you must know that you answer to no one else but God, but your creator. You answer to no doctors, you answer to no parent, you answer to no friends, you answer to no husband or wives, you answer to no one. Your responsibility is to answer to your creator only, meaning that everything you do, you must answer to him. You must be in alignment with him to answer to him. He's the one who put you here. He provides for you. He is taking care of you. He's showing you. He's teaching you. You know, he's giving you that freedom. This is what your creator is doing for you. And you must know that he is the one, or it is the one that you answer to. Okay? So, when all this upheaval that are coming towards us are, you know, weighing us down and putting us in a place where we do not understand what's going on, and some of us think that our freedom is going to be taken away, what I'm encouraging you to do is get back to your original person, who you were supposed to be. Get back to your creator. For so then you got to believe him. You got to understand why you came. Not for hardship, not for destruction. You didn't come here to feel, to talk about sin and destruction. No, that's not what you came here for. You came to enjoy the best of life. So you got to get back to that and find out, how do I get back to get him experiencing the best of life that I was put here to experience? You got to uphold your responsibilities. That is the only way that you're going to live free. Because you're going to bless others, you're going to teach others, you're going to have in your mindset that I must unite with everyone, I must have relationship with everyone, but I'm going to allow them to be themselves, and they too going to allow me to be myself. So I'm going to love you, and I'm going to help you, and I'm going to teach you, and then I'm going to go on doing me while I allow you to do you. That's the only way you're going to have freedom. And lastly, again, I said, you answer to no one but your God, your creator. So as you answer to your creator, you must be able to remember that. And as you answer to your creator, that's how your freedom is going to come, because you're going to move whenever you want to move. You're going to shift when you want to shift. You're gonna work when you want to work. You're gonna create whatever you want to create. You're gonna expand with new ideas, because the only one that you're looking to for your ideas is your supreme being, is your God. The only one that is really connecting to you in a meaningful way is your God, and therefore that's the one you pay attention to. So in other words, you will do meditation in yourself. You will take time out to connect with your God so that he can give you inspiration. He can give you more wisdom, more knowledge, and more understanding as to what you are to be doing with your life. Not with the other person's life. Not what the other person should be doing with their life, but with your life. You need to plug in to your creator, because he's the one you're answering to. He's the one who has the answers for you. Okay? So that is how you're gonna be inspired to move and to keep your freedom in this world today. Because this world today is coming at us fast and furious, and you're gonna be ready. You're gonna be knocked off your feet if you're not ready. Therefore, you gotta, you know, spend time with yourself and be in preparation for this time. And like I said, the only way you can be ready is by the degree of faith that you have in your God. When I said degree of faith, the degree in which you rely on God. I know we talk about faith in the churches all the time, and sometimes we really don't understand what faith is. But I want to use a new word for you today. It's a very small, simple word that you understand. But rely. The word is rely. The degree on which you rely on God to accomplish everything in your life is going to determine your freedom. Your freedom from saying no to the vaccine. Your freedom from getting up and saying, I don't have to do what you said. I'm doing it my way because I have faith in God. And I know He will protect me and He will see me through all of this. Okay, so that is the first step in gaining your freedom or taking back your freedom from the world. You have it. You have the power to do it. It doesn't take you to be a Christian. It doesn't take you to be a Muslim or any from any religious affiliation. It doesn't take that. Your freedom comes from your Creator. And as long as you acknowledge your Creator and get up every day and give appreciation for Him or for it, keeping you here, being here with you, bringing you here and providing for you, you're gonna connect with that Creator. That's what you want to do in order to have your freedom today. You need to remember your responsibility again to allow people to be who they are. But you got to love. You got to respect them. And you got to unite with all of humanity. Relationship with humanity. Everything. So you're not going to be upset when they don't do what you ask them to do. You just got to show. You got to teach. You're not going to ask them to do anything. You're going to show and you're going to teach. And then you're going to allow them to take whatever information you have given them and do whatever they please. And you are to be okay with whatever they have done with your information. Whether they pick it up and go with it, or whether they drop it and leave it there. It is not your place to rebuke them or to, you know, judge them or hold them in contempt. Okay, so I want you to know this today, and I pray that as I give you my word, my thoughts and my wisdom or my information that God has blessed me with, that it will be of help to you. It is for your freedom against all the reset and the abnormalities that are coming in our world today. You need your freedom. Do not allow your freedom to be taken away. And the only way you can keep your freedom is by going back and believing in your supreme creator, understanding why you came here, uphold your responsibility for being here, and understand that you answer to no other but God, created one, eternal one, everlasting one. Okay, just remember that. And I wish you a happy day as you go about doing your daily, you know, inspired work. And may you have peace, may you have joy, and may you have a good life and the freedom that you came here to experience. Peace and blessing to you.